Welcome back to Buff Talk here on 99.9 The Rock. Thank you so much to everyone from wrestling for coming on. Head coach Carlos Barrientos, girls student athletes Crystal Loretta and Maya Tarbet, and boys student athletes Braden Pacheco and Matt Long. They all just finished up their seasons at states this last weekend. Now we move into one sport who moves into sub-states this week. That is girls basketball. The Lady Buffaloes take on Wichita Southeast tomorrow. We have freshman Kaylee McDonald and senior Alex Escobedo on. Girls, you've done it. You've reached sub-states. Playoff basketball here on in from this point on. Kayla, let me start with you. How are you feeling?
I'm really excited. This is the first time I've ever played high school basketball, so I'm really excited to see what it's like. I'm just super excited.
Let me ask you about that, actually. It's been your first full season with the team as a freshman. How enjoyable has this year been?
It's been really fun. There's been a lot of ups and downs as a team, but I feel like I've grown so much as a player and as a person. Miller's really grown me as a player and as a person. He's taught me so many life lessons already.
Where have you felt yourself grow the most?
Honestly, my shooting and my confidence to play better defense. I was usually scared to foul, and now I'm just like going all in, and then I've been able to shoot the ball so much better than I did last year.
Now, take me all the way back to November. What was your first reaction when you found out you made varsity as a freshman?
I was very, very scared. I was not very confident in my play in basketball, so when I stepped on that court for the first time, I was really intimidated, but I just took advantage of the opportunity, and I used that to, now here I am.
Was there a moment that everything kind of started to click for you this year?
Yeah, I would say like the Hooker game in December. I just feel like I played the best basketball I've ever played before, and so that gave me a big boost in confidence. Even though we didn't win that game, I just felt way more confident after that.
Got it. Alexa, let me go over to you, because you've been around this program for the last couple of years. Firstly, how much has things changed from when you first started playing girls basketball to where you girls are at now? Just as a team.
Oh.
Yeah.
From like
from when you first
yeah. Okay. Sorry
if I worded that wrong.
No. Well, ninth grade ball is obviously like slower pace and all that. So playing varsity ball is one big change. And other than that, it's like your teammates change throughout the 4 years. And yeah.
Yeah. You got the chance to celebrate senior night a couple weeks ago. Was everything you could have hoped for?
Yeah, it was really, you know, bittersweet, obviously. But I'm glad I got to experience that. And saying goodbye to teammates was hard, but.
Mm-hmm. Can you talk to me about the other girls that you shared it with, Maya, Maria, and Cam?
Yeah, they are. I've known a couple of them since like elementary school, and we are, I think, pretty close senior group of girls. So it was pretty special to celebrate it with them.
When did you first really start playing basketball?
It was probably first or second grade, and then I guess stuck with it since then.
Mm-hmm. What made you want to stick with it?
Having something to do, I guess, for like the first half, and then I guess since like seventh grade, eighth grade, freshman year, got more serious and then stuck with it throughout then, and here I am now.
Always helps. Kaylee, when did you start playing?
I actually started playing when I was second grade, but I didn't like pick it back up till like sixth grade again, so.
Mm-hmm. What made you want to pick it back up?
It was kind of my parents. They thought I had an opportunity in it, so they put me in it, and I've just worked at it ever since, and I fell in love with it. So,
if you don't mind me asking, what did you kind of do between second and sixth?
I was, still am, but I'm a volleyball player, and that was really my main focus. I did club volleyball, so that's really what I was doing. But then I was like basketball. So,
how much did volleyball help in the fall? Because there's a couple girls on this team, KJ, Cam, that also played volleyball. Did you feel really tight with them as you got into this season?
Yeah, me and Cam specifically, but also KJ, we're all like really close, and our volleyball team was really close. And state was kind of like our like, let's get into basketball. Like we were still on a high, and so it was really fun to go into basketball season with those two girls. I think we were both again wanting to reach to state in basketball, so it was really exciting.
You talked about your shooting really improving this season. Where did you feel it click, and what did you do to make sure that your shooting improved?
At the beginning of the season, Miller had us do a lot of like different drills with shooting, and the first time I realized that, dang, I actually like might be able to shoot is I made like two threes, two games in a row, and I was like, okay, like I'm getting there, so.
Got it. Alexa, let me ask you, where do you feel like you've improved the most this season?
Probably confidence-wise, just like being more like sure with myself when I'm out there on the court. Mm-hmm. And I think that whenever like I'm in, it's not like always necessarily like doing the most for like I can like do other things besides like what's it called? Sorry.
No, you're totally fine. Don't worry about it. Let me ask you guys a question that I've had a bunch of your teammates on. I've always asked this question. It's a little more off the court than on the court. The one question that I've always asked is, if you're left on an island with a teammate, you have to bring one with to survive for that amount of time. Who are you bringing? Kayla, let me start with you.
I would probably bring Maya or Cam because I feel like me and Maya and Cam would be the ones to be able to like go hunt food, honestly. Like, and I don't feel like we would get tired of each other. Maybe Maya would get tired of me, but I don't know.
Alexa, let me ask you the same question. If you're on an island, you have to survive for a week. What teammate are you bringing?
I think I'd bring Maria.
Okay. A lot of people have said Ray. Why Ray?
You know, she's, have people said like she's the mom of the group maybe?
Yes. Yeah. People have said that. Yeah. Okay. Now this is where we get fun. I always flip the question around and I say, what teammate would you not bring? 90% of the answers are KJ.
Yes, KJ.
But 10% are you.
What?
let me, I was going to say, I'm going to give you your chance to rebuttal. Where do you feel on that?
I feel like that's wrong. I would be very adventurous and like wanting to know what's on the island, but I don't know.
See, I see that. And I think when I say the other 10% is when I had KJ on, and KJ obviously was not going to say herself. But Alexa, let me ask you the same question. Again, straight out on for a week, you have to survive. What teammate are you not bringing?
I'm going to agree with the rest of my team and say KJ.
KJ's always been the answer at a lot of these. So let me ask a couple more that I've done. One that you guys have all really liked to answer is, what teammate is most likely to go viral on TikTok? Kaylee, let me ask you.
I would say Cam.
Okay. Why Cam?
She got the moves and she can dance pretty well. KJ can too, but I just feel like Cam, I don't know.
Okay, she has been the answer for a lot of it, so I wanted to hear your thoughts on it. Alexa, let me ask, what teammates most likely go viral?
I think probably also Cam, but don't you do a lot of TikToks too?
I do.
Do you?
Yeah.
You didn't say yourself.
I don't think I would go. I mean, I did this summer, but not really.
How viral is viral then?
1.6 million views.
Okay, that's viral. You can't just say that and expect me to not. Wow, okay. Yeah. That's incredible. Let me ask, who's the worst with money on the team?
I would say me.
Okay, so now you'll say yourself.
I have an addiction to Starbucks, and it's really bad.
Yeah, I was going to say, they just opened one up here, and yeah, now I'm going.
It's killed my bank account, so.
Alexa, let me ask, what teammate's worst with money?
I know KJ and I think Haley Brown are always buying stuff when we stop at gas stations, so probably them too.
Mm-hmm. Who's most likely to sing karaoke on a night out? Alexa, let me start with you.
KJ, probably. She's always singing or doing karaoke.
You agree?
I would say me or KJ. Okay. We're always singing.
All right, so if you got to sing karaoke right now, what's your go-to song?
Well, my current song is Queens Don't by Raylan.
Okay, I have not listened to that one.
It's good.
What's on your playlist before a game?
It's usually a lot of like rap, Drake, 21 Savage, just things that like get me motivated. Mm-hmm. Telekinesis specifically, I love that song. It gets me very, very hyped. You can ask the girls.
Mm-hmm. This is the part is the best.
Yeah.
Alexa, let me ask the same question. What do you listen to before a game?
I like Taylor Swift, I guess. I know that's like typical for any teenage girl to say, but other than that, probably Eminem, Drake.
Nice.
Things to also get me hype.
For sure. I wanted to ask you kind of both about your favorite moments. So that's going to be coming out tomorrow for those listening in. You both loosely said the road trips. Kayla, let me start with you. How much fun has it been with this team on the road?
I mean, we've had a lot of bus time recently, and it's been very interesting. There's always moments that, like, Oklahoma City specifically, like, there was we didn't stop where we were supposed to, so we thought that was funny. A lot of bumps. Mm-hmm. Just like you get goofy on the bus after you've been on there for 5 hours. So it just like we all giggle and laugh, and I don't know, just the team is just a road team, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Alexa, Boulder, Colorado Springs, Oklahoma City. How much fun has it been going on the road with this group?
Super fun. We have a lot of fun just on the buses, laughing, going out to restaurants, mm-hmm. things like that.
All right, bus ride, more bus time tomorrow. Hopefully it's not the last one. Garden City taking on Wichita Southeast with an opportunity to move on to the second round of sub-states. Thank you so much for coming on. Kaylee McDonald, Les Escobedo, thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for tuning in to our final edition of Buff Talk here for Winter Sports on 99.9 The Rock. Thank you so much to Colin Love, who's back in the offices of the Western Kansas Broadcast Center as well. Thank you so much for listening tonight. Talk to you tomorrow for Buffalo's basketball.
You've been listening to Buff Talk, live from Old Chicago in Garden City. Buff Talk, a presentation of Western Kansas Broadcast Center Sports.